This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Amit Yuran. How are you, Amit?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. And Amit is the chairman and CEO of Tenable. So Tenable is one of the leading companies in cybersecurity, so that's going to be of interest to all of you listening in. But first, talk about the name Tenable. Where did that come from?
Yeah, well, the name Tenable is a terrific name for a cybersecurity company, and it is, as the name implies, it's, you know, helping organizations understand and protect themselves in this digital era.
So let's talk about cybersecurity and what you do. Right now, it's top of mind for all CEOs, maybe second to digital assassination, personally, but it's right up there. What is it that Tenable does that no one else does? What's unique about your model that you present?
Yeah, for many folks in the audience, cybersecurity is a big, scary market, and there's, you know, dozens and dozens of companies they've heard of, and there's thousands of ones they haven't, and it's a difficult landscape to navigate. Tenable actually does something that's slightly different than most of the other cybersecurity companies you would find. Most of those companies focus in a couple of core value proposition areas. There's a bunch of companies who say, we will protect you. We'll put a perimeter around your network. We'll put something on your host. We'll encrypt your data. We'll protect you from all of those bad things. There's another category of companies which is really focused on helping you detect and respond when all of these bad things happen to you. And there's a whole slew of companies that are in that side of the market. Tenable actually answers a slightly different set of questions. And what we focus on is helping organizations understand how secure are they, where they're exposed, and what they can do to most efficiently manage and reduce their risk. And so, we think it's a wonderful market to be in as senior leaders, as CEOs, as board of directors, as audit and risk committees start getting more actively engaged in cybersecurity, because those are foundationally some of the questions they're asking.
And you're then much more progressive and proactive in what you're doing, because you're digging in to try to uncover the pockets of potential challenges instead of saying, okay, you've been breached, now let's solve it.
Well, it certainly, this is one of those industries where, you know, the old axiom of where, you know, an ounce of prevention is better than a pound of cure. And what we found pretty consistently is that organizations that are proactive, that maintain their systems in good order, they apply their patches and their fixes, they really fare far better than their peers, you know, when it comes to breaches and the cost and impact of those breaches when they do occur.
Give me an example of what your process is to ferret out a network and uncover the potential challenges.
Yeah, the process for discovering and assessing what your cyber exposure looks like has really evolved over the past couple of years. The most traditional method of doing this is simply scanning the network. We also can detect things that are on the network that you might not know about. You have an entire wave of technologies that have invaded your corporate networks, the smart TVs and the IP-based phones and the smart thermostats and all of these IoT devices. And so we help assess that infrastructure. But what we also do is look at what we call the modern attack surface, so the cloud-based infrastructure, the web applications, the DevOps and microservices that provide technology agility to today's modern enterprise. All of these things, the control systems, they represent digital exposure and digital risk. And so we've got a series of different technologies to help organizations map out their attack surface and understand where they're exposed so that they can prioritize their risk management activities.
And what happens once they find where they're exposed?
There's a number of things that happen. First, you know, transparency and visibility is key and critical to good decision making at the board level and at the CEO level. So that's the first thing that happens. And then depending on what the exposure is, depending on what the vulnerability is, and depending on what their practices are, they can do a number of things. Sometimes it's as simple as a cost-free application of a patch that exists that the IT team just hasn't run the update yet. And it might be a more critical production system where they can't take it down and apply a patch just yet, but they can apply some other form of compensating control there. And so it's really the visibility and the transparency that helps guide the decision-making for these enterprises.
And I'm thinking that you have a lot of proprietary information. I know, for example, you work with the Department of Justice. Now, there are certain things you can't say on public radio, but give a snapshot of why would someone like the Department of Justice call you?
Well, we work with a vast majority of federal agencies, including folks like the Department of Defense and a lot of mission-critical systems. And what we found is that Homeland Security, Department of Defense, a lot of the Intel folks that really know cybersecurity, turn to us for this part of the puzzle, helping them understand their vulnerabilities, their exposure.
And that's what your specialty is, uncovering where they are. So how do you do that in a geopolitical environment?
So the answer is different for every enterprise, right? So it's going to look differently for DOD than it will for Starbucks. When we start talking to a company like Starbucks, of course, the initial thought is, okay, we've got computer systems, we've got customer data, we've got credit card numbers, all of this stuff is very important. But when you look at Starbucks business, they have a whole bunch of roasting equipment, and that stuff is technology enabled, it's super smart and sensitive and optimized for pricing and performance and all this kind of stuff. And if it's technology enabled, if it's a smart roaster, it can be hacked. And so understanding where those exposures are really help not only with the IT systems, but with the core business processes.
So what you're talking – this is really interesting. What you're talking about is with the Internet of Things, there are more vulnerable places because people could come in through a coffee maker.
They can come in through a coffee maker, and they can certainly do things that cause physical damage as well, and whether it's – modify some chemical reaction or process or burn coffee beans that you can impact factory operations. And so all of these things are just represent tremendous exposure for organizations. So it's, again, we don't want to sound like it's doom and gloom because it's not. It's taking cybersecurity out of the voodoo black magic of the super tech community and trying to provide visibility and clarity in a metric-driven approach that says, hey, this is what our hygiene looks like. These are our best practices, and these are the things we need to do to better manage risk.
How long does it usually take to do an evaluation of a company and understand where their vulnerabilities are?
It can happen very quickly to get that initial glimpse, that initial visibility. But for our customers, it ends up, and for the ones that are doing this successfully, it ends up becoming part of their business practice. It's an ongoing, continuous monitoring. So, you know, when Jack comes back from the field after doing some work and he plugs his laptop into the corporate network, or he puts some smart TV or other thing on the corporate network, you want to be able to detect those things and profile their exposure on a fairly real-time basis before the bad things happen.
What is the website of Tenable?
Tenable.com.
TENABLE.com. Okay, so we're about to take a break in a few minutes, and when we do, we're going to ask advice of what CEOs should do. But for right now, give me an example of a customer you're working with.
Oh, we've got lots. I mean, we've got about 24,000 customers around the world, small, mid-sized companies all the way through some of the largest enterprises. It's folks like Starbucks. It's folks like VMware. It's folks like FedEx. I mean, large corporations.
Talk FedEx. What type snapshot of what? 1 minute before break.
Sure. Well, we clearly don't talk about the specific situation that our customers are in. But if you think about an organization like FedEx, in many ways, there's a lot of parallels to what I was describing with Starbucks. I mean, FedEx is they're leading in their market because of their use of technology, the efficiency that they drive into their business. So they have corporate IT systems and they're a large global enterprise, but they also have all sorts of planes and equipment. They have sorting equipment. They have all sorts of technology-enabled infrastructure, which drives efficiency, but if they're not careful, also provides cyber risk, which today, as we're finding out, is and translates directly into business risk.
Okay, we are speaking with Amit Yoran, and when we come back, we're going to find out what CEOs should do to prepare better. Back in a few.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Every industry faces distinguishing challenges and circumstances that shape the business and financial landscape. Camuso CPA LLC delivers unrivaled depth of knowledge and an engaging experience relevant to each client's industry-specific needs. Camuso offers preemptive guidance and knowledge required to achieve your greatest business and personal financial potential. Our approach is based on forging long-term business relationships accompanied by trust and value, creating an ever-important partnership. Build your dedicated financial team with us today. Visit CamusoCPA.com. That's CamusoCPA.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Robert Rees on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Amit Yoren, who is the CEO and chairman of Tenable. And Tenable is a company that uncovers exactly where your threats are in a cybersecurity world. So let's look at this. Who in the corporate world should be involved? Is it the CEO, the board, the executives, IT? What types of people should be aware of what's happening?
Well, cybersecurity awareness is required across the organization, but there certainly needs to be a high degree of visibility and accountability at the senior leadership levels, the folks that are responsible for managing risk for the organization. So that would mean that the CEO must know, and that the board of directors and perhaps the audit and risk committee of the board of directors should be very actively engaged in the cyber
and
world.
And what is the exact step of what they should do to handle this? And don't say hire Tenable.
Well, clearly they should hire Tenable. Now, the thing that they need to do is get actively engaged. There's wonderful programs from the National Association of Corporate Directors. There's programs from NASDAQ. There's programs readily available to directors about the types of questions they should be asking of their IT team. Ultimately, what they need to do is get educated on cyber, and not just about the threats that are out there, but how is the cyber hygiene of their organization? Because at the end of the day, nobody can guarantee that an organization won't get penetrated. But what you do want to have happen when a breach does occur is to be able to say, we exercised a reasonable standard of care with our systems, or we were in the top quartile of cyber hygiene, and we got compromised by some sophisticated actor.
Well, they say there are two types of companies, one who think they'll be breached, and ones who everyone will be breached. It's impossible not to be a major organization.
It is very difficult to exist over an extended period of time without getting breached. What I can tell you, though, is that organizations which set a culture where cybersecurity matters from the top, from the CEO, from the audit and risk committee of the board, organizations which set that tone and that culture do fare far better. Does it require dollars? Absolutely. But this is not a dollars issue. This is a priority issue. If you prioritize it, you can do a lot better.
And what is one key step that you think every company should take when they're prioritizing this?
The statement from the CEO and the board, and it's not just an email that says cybersecurity matters to us, but take an interest in it. Are you being briefed by your CIO and your chief information security officer on some regular and consistent basis? Does that chief information security officer understand the business processes that matter to you, the priorities, and are they thinking along business and risk terms, or are they very focused on better mousetraps and cool gizmos? As you mature your practices as an enterprise, you want to make sure that you have a metrics-driven approach that shows that you care about your cybersecurity.
Okay, I want to walk into the future with you, and I want to talk about the positive scenario and the negative scenario. First, let's walk through what is the potential negative scenario of cyber attacks and how that can impact corporations in the worst case.
Yeah.
And then we'll go into the best case.
Well, to look for a couple of worst cases, we don't have to look very far. There are plenty of hot headlines from 2017. There's even us already.
Everywhere you go.
So everywhere you go. And so the bad case scenarios here looks something like Equifax, an organization which didn't prioritize their cybersecurity, which ended up getting breached in a massive way. All of their proprietary data, all of the consumer information.
But what is the real impact of that? Think about how many people
have
been breached.
The stock took a nosedive.
Forgetting the stock.
The CEO got fired.
Okay. Those
are impactful.
How about all the customers? What is the impact there? Think about...
Oh, my goodness. And in the case of someone like Equifax, it's not even their customers. It's the American population, you know, where their corporate responsibility was just not exercised in a judicious fashion. So there's lots of examples where proprietary information, where trade secrets, where proprietary engineering has been divulged, disclosed, replicated by competitors overseas. If you look at the reports from the Director of National Intelligence in our annual National Intelligence estimate, consistently over the last 4 or 5 years, cyber has ranked number one above terrorism, above all of these other, you know, grave concerns. So, you know, this is a significant issue. It's the greatest transfer of wealth in recorded history. So this is something that matters to organizations.
And how about on the positive side? What can happen, and what can the world look like in, say, 10 years if the measures are taken to stop cyber attacks? Because cyber attacks are going to continue to happen regardless, right?
Cyber attacks are going to continue. What I can say pretty definitively based on, you know, decades of experience assessing organizations is that there is a massive difference between those that prioritize their cyber hygiene and those that take a woe-is-me approach, we're going to get hacked anyway, or something like that. So organizations that care about their cybersecurity, that prioritize it, fare a lot better. What does it look like in a good case scenario? In a good case scenario, it enables you to leverage technology in a risk-managed way. It enables you to leverage the power of not just the web, but of scaling up the microservices, the containers, the DevOps world, of being agile, of outpacing your competitors, of changing your market dynamics. And we're seeing it in transportation. We're seeing it in medicine and healthcare. We're seeing it in financial services and in just about every industry. And so doing cyber well enables you to leverage technology. Doing it poorly means that your intellectual property, your brand, are going to be tarnished.
Okay, we have about 2 minutes left. I want to shift gears, talk about your culture. You have about 1,000 employees. How do you find the best talent and build the best culture in a technology world? Any secrets?
Yeah, you know, we do. We have a fantastic employee base. We've got a wonderful culture. And for us, it's always been about innovating, about being on the leading edge. What we find is that, you know, when you bring the senior engineers in, they don't want to work on legacy code and in Fortran and COBOL. They want to play with the latest, greatest architectures and languages, and giving them the agility to do great things for you has really been the key to Tenable's success.
Any final comments on the future of Tenable and what it might look like 5 years down the road?
Well, I think the future for Tenable, you know, we're really excited. The company over the last couple of years has been performing very well, and we're excited that as this market changes and as things move at a faster pace, our organization is going to help enable our customers to leverage technology in a risk-managed way.
Again, the website?
Tenable.com.
There you have it. A pleasure having you on the CEO Forum.
Great. Thanks for having me. It was great.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. oneway.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Every industry faces distinguishing challenges and circumstances that shape the business and financial landscape. Camusso CPA LLC delivers unrivaled depth of knowledge and an engaging experience relevant to each client's industry-specific needs. Camusso offers preemptive guidance and knowledge required to achieve your greatest business and personal financial potential. Our approach is based on forging long-term business relationships accompanied by trust and value, creating an ever-important partnership. Build your dedicated financial team with us today. Visit CamussoCPA.com. That's CamussoCPA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hi,
Hi, this is Robert Greece on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with David Novak. How are you, David?
I'm great, Robert. Thanks for having me.
And David has two roles. First, you were the founding CEO of Yum Brands, where you were for 17 years. You had 1.4 million employees, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut. And recently, you've become the founding CEO of OGO Lead. And this is a new company built on bringing leadership and recognition to CEOs throughout America.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So talk about it.
Yeah. Well, you know, Robert, one of the big things in my life that I've learned is that, you know, you can't have a great business without a great leader. And so I spent a lot of my time when I was the CEO of Yum Brands teaching people everything I knew about leadership in a program called Taking People With You. And it was the most gratifying thing that I did. I had people come in with the single biggest thing that they were working on that could drive growth in our company, and by the time they walked out of the three-day seminar, they had an action plan that we could follow up with, 90-day follow-up, 6-month follow-up, year follow-up, and it was really, really powerful, and I loved it. But I really learned through this whole process that you just can't have a great business without having a great leader. And so as I retired from Yum Brands, I said, well, how do I want to spend the rest of my life? Well, I have so much joy training people on leadership. I said, you know, this could be something that could really make a difference in the world. And then I looked around, what's going on in leadership today? And there's just a tremendous amount of toxicity. I mean, it's like the trust at CEOs is at an all-time low. That's according to Edelman. Gallup says that 70% of workers are not engaged in the average workforce. Think about that.
70%.
So only 30% of your people are driving your productivity if you're an average company. And everybody can say, well, that's not me. But there's a lot of problems out there in terms of that. And then when you look at millennials, they have three times the turnover rate of previous generations. And that's the largest and fastest growing segment of the workforce. So there's a big problem with toxic leadership out there, and I think toxic leadership is when people are leading with everything being about them, and that it's leadership of a top-down hierarchical fashion versus really being a leader that knows that leadership comes from many people, not just the top people, and that your job is to bring out the best of people and show them what I call being heartwired.
Heartwired.
H-E-A.
Oh, not hardwired.
No, heart.
Heartwired.
Right. You want to show people that you care about them, that you're committed to them, that you believe in them, that you recognize their worth. And, you know, once people know that you care about them, they're going to care about you. And too many people don't start out with that kind of mindset. Then I also think you need to be hardwired, you know, in the sense that you've got to put process and discipline around what really matters. But the great leaders have both those traits. And what I'm doing with my online digital leadership program is teaching people how to really make hardwiring and hardwiring come to life in their leadership style. You know, I think one of the great things about a digital leadership program is that you can scale your leadership. You know, one of the big problems that I think all CEOs have is that first-line supervisors. You know, 70% of first-line supervisors wish they had more leadership training before they took on that supervisory role. And so what we can do with digital leadership training is we can scale a great leadership program. This is taught by myself. It's the proven techniques I use to drive results at Yum Brands. It's taught by the former KFC of KFC and my chief people officer. And we have a doctorate, a PhD in human organizational development. The three of us teach this program.
And you also bring in a lot of great guests who you've spoken about.
Well, what I do is you go to OGOLead.com.
That's OGOLEAD.com.
Right. If you go to OGOLEAD.com, you will see that I already have 29 podcasts. And I really recommend highly that people listen to these. There's leaders like Jamie Dimon, Dave Cote, Indra Nooyi, Brian Cornell. I mean, this is a who's who in business. And, you know, I'm having a blast doing these things because I love learning from great leaders. And, you know, the one that I just published today is with Larry Bossi, you know, who I'm sure you know of. I've done one with Ken Langone.
He actually lives in my town,
yeah,
Ridgefield, Connecticut.
He's a fantastic person, but as are all these great leaders. But, you know, I think what people are looking for is, how do I learn from people who've really done it? And how do I learn from people who are going through things that are similar to me? And, boy, I have to tell you, it's great. I also do weekly blogs that you can find on Ogo Lead, where I talk about things like recognition and things like how important it is to cast the right shadow of leadership. And we provide free learning guides or leadership guides on how to make those things happen.
Let's stop right there. Cast the shadow of leadership. Yeah. Talk about what that means and give a practical example of how you actually cast the shadow of leadership.
Well, I think leadership is contagious. People do what the leader does. Remember that
phrase?
Or
lack of leadership is contagious.
Right, but remember that phrase, follow the leader?
Yes.
People basically follow what the leader does. If you're a hard ass and you've got one way of doing things and you aren't open and you aren't free, an avid learner and you're kind of insulated, believe me, what happens is you find an organization almost behaves the exact same way because people do what the leader does. So, I always think it's important for leaders to really understand that and make sure that they're casting the right shadow. You know, going to work every day with a positive energy, going to work every day, making sure that their team members know that they're appreciated and valued. You know, recognizing people for what they do to contribute to the organization. You know, as you know, Robert, I've been a big believer in recognition for a number
of
years.
That's been at the core of you since I've known you.
If there's one thing I'm the most proud of is I think we've established the power of recognition.
Didn't you have the rubber chicken at KFC? You'd give out the rubber chicken.
Chickens, cheese heads, walk the talk teeth. You know, and more importantly, though, in terms of casting the shadow, it wasn't just me that did that. The rest of the organization did it, and we created a culture and work environment of recognition.
Okay, so I'm going to talk about how you do that. How do you engage your next level of leadership so they recognize everyone? You may, as the leader, say, I'm there and you're focusing, but how do you galvanize the whole culture?
Well, that's a great point, because nothing big ever happens by yourself. You have to take people with you. So I think the first thing you do is you set the example, and you go public with what's important and why. And, you lead people to drink the water. You know, it was amazing. Once I started recognizing people and people saw how powerful it was, they saw for themselves the fact that, man, this is something maybe I should be doing more of. And so they saw my individual recognition awards, and then they said, you know what? I'm going to come up with my own. And then they did it. And then the people below them did it. And then the people below them did it. And then it spread all the way across our organization. But I think people have to see it. They have to see the power. They have to see why it works. And once they see it, they'll drink the water themselves. You know, I always say telling isn't selling. The best idea that people ever come up with is their own. So if you can feed the beast, if you can show people what really works and they can see it and internalize it and believe it for themselves, man, that's when you start to get there.
And how do you know? I was talking with a friend of mine, Bill, the other day, and he said, well, we have so many recognition programs, we're running out of ideas.
Yeah.
How do you come up with the right ideas for your recognition?
Yeah. I think the first thing is you don't have a recognition program.
Ah.
No, it's a way of life. It's not a program. It's just what you do. You know, I think the best form of recognition is spontaneous. When you see great behavior, you recognize it. You don't wait for an annual event. You don't wait for that monumental time when everybody gets together to celebrate. You celebrate the first downs. You know, I always remember...
That's a good line, celebrate the first
down. You know, I always remember watching football games. They don't wait till they get the touchdown. You watch somebody make a 90-yard drive, that whole team is cheering everybody on all the way down the field. And that's how you celebrate momentum. That's how you really get the behaviors that you want executed, recognized, and that's how you get on fire. And that, to me, is really the key.
Your website, if someone wants to go to OGO, what would the website be?
Yeah, it's ogolead.com, ogolead.com.
And if anyone wants to know, I actually have the book in here, and it's a great book. OGO stands for, she gave me years ago, Oh Great One. And this is a business fable. I'm telling you, read this book. It is fun. It is number 6 is actually fun.
Yeah.
And number 10 is
you've got the top 10 principles.
There you go. It's great, though.
Yeah. Oh, Great One is a little story about the awesome power of recognition. It is actually based on my experiences in business. But I just came up with a fable to really tell it in a fun and very motivating, powerful way. But it's about the CEO who runs Happy Face Toy Company. And he goes in to turn it around, and he realizes that the reason why it's doing so poorly is nobody's happy. Nobody's getting recognized. Nobody feels appreciated for what they do. They're not getting involved. Their ideas are not really sought out and implemented. And what he does is he turns the business around by recognizing their people's worth and getting them excited about working together and knowing the fact that if they do something good, you know, it's going to be recognized.
And we're about to take a break now. When we come back with David Novak, we are going to find out what is the real gap in leadership in America today. Back in a few.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with David Novak, who was the founding CEO of Yum Brands. 1.4 million people, completely turned that out through recognition, and now has something called OGOLEAD, and it's teaching leaders how to cascade throughout the organization and the shadow of the leader to build leadership and recognition.
Yeah, we're really trying to show leaders by giving through podcasts, you know, where they can gain great insights. And then this digital leadership program we have teaches people how to really show that they are hardwired and hardwired.
And I like that. How many people in an organization can take this?
I think,
is it real time? People take it whenever they want? How does it work?
I think it's perfect for what I call the now generation, aspiring leaders. But I have to tell you, I've gone through this leadership program, obviously, in detail. I took it myself. I actually teach the program, and so along with a couple other guys. I took the program myself, and it helped me. Because it helped me. I think you're constantly getting better. You're constantly going through a learning process. The best leaders have the highest self-awareness. The best leaders are avid learners. And what this program does is it really makes you get more and more aware of your strengths and opportunities, and it really gives you learnings from others that allows you to be the best possible leader you can be.
So let's talk about the gap in leadership. You've said before earlier in the program you see a real gap in leadership in America.
You know, there's a rule in leadership, and that is if you have no involvement, there's no commitment. That's why 70%, according to Gallup, people are not engaged at work. And so that says to me there's a huge gap that needs to be filled. You know, why is that happening? Well, it's happening because leaders are not making people feel valued, worthwhile, and not recognizing their contribution to success.
Let me ask you this. Specific. So a lot of CEOs I know, they say that the secret language is the handwritten letter because people know you've taken the time. Are there any unique practices that you've had through the years or that you've seen with other CEOs that have really worked?
I think the biggest thing that you can do is make sure you use the power of recognition.
Where do you use it?
All the time.
What do you
just
mean?
You just look at someone, you know,
and
like what we did is I never really liked the idea of having values in your company. Of course you want to have values, but we call them behaviors, how we work together. So, you know, we had what we call our how we work together principles, you know, which would include positive energy, accountability, teamwork, believing in all people, you know, but these were behaviors that we wanted to see. And anytime we would see those kind of behaviors, we would try to recognize them. You want to reinforce the behaviors you know that are going to get results in your company.
And so, how would you recognize them? Is it in public? Is it one-on-one?
I think the best kind of recognition is spontaneous, when you see it. Now, I had my personal awards. I gave away my walk the talk teeth. And there'd be times where I'd be in a meeting, somebody make a great presentation, let's say on technology. I would get up from that meeting, go into my office, come back with my recognition award, and write on it and tell them, you know, that's a fantastic job. Appreciate all you do. This is what makes our company great. And, you know, I have to tell you, I don't mean to brag on this, but I am pretty proud out of this. I know I have the greatest office in corporate, in the corporate world, because what I've done is every time I recognize somebody with any one of my personal awards, I've taken their picture and I put their picture on my wall. And so people say, well, what happens when you run out of wall space? And I say, I'll put them on the ceiling. So if you walk in my office, Robert, you will see pictures that I've recognized all around the
world. You've hundreds,
and I have people, it's all on every wall, and then now I have them on the ceiling. What you want to demonstrate to your people, too many leaders start out with, like, I want to make money. But they don't realize how you get there. And you can't get there without having great talent.
For small companies, big companies, all types, or how does this work?
Any company that's really great understands that the only way you can succeed is by through building the having great talent and building their people capability, and then you'll satisfy customers and then you'll make money. You can't do it any other way. People make things happen.
Does this tie into the recruiting process as well, or is this once people are there?
Yeah, I think that's – I always viewed myself as a CEO, as a closer. I couldn't wait to get the talent in my office and tell them about our culture and the work environment that we had. And you know, I think people want to be a part of a place that values people.
Let me ask you, through all of your career and everything you've achieved, if there was one achievement, one specific achievement that you are proudest of, you said, gosh – I can't believe I did that. David, way to go. What would that be?
There's no doubt in my mind the biggest thing that I'm proud of is creating a recognition culture that spread all around the world. It was so much fun showing people the power of recognition, having that light bulb go off in so many people, having them develop their own individual recognition, having them getting the joy of recognizing others, seeing the joy of people getting the recognition that never got it before. That's the thing I'm most proud of. And the other thing that I love about that is that gave me a platform that is allowing me to spread the word, spread the faith, you know, spread the fact that this is really a powerful concept. And, you know, I really think that this is allowing me to hopefully do something that's enduring and really impacts the world in a very positive way.
Was there a challenge that you had to overcome? Just like in Ogo, Jeff had a challenge.
Right.
You personally, any challenge that you had to overcome?
Of course, when I started giving out rubber chickens and cheese heads and all that kind of stuff, people wondered at first, what kind of a guy is this guy?
What are you doing?
The biggest challenge I had with that is people say, oh, this is great in the United States, you guys have a lot of fun, but Mass, this isn't going to work in China because we have a hierarchical situation there and you can't do that. If you give somebody a fun gift, fun reward like you have, people will think you're making fun of them. People in England, you know, oh, we're very sophisticated, we just don't do that kind of stuff here. Let me tell you something.
Did it work?
Oh my gosh. People loved it everywhere. You know, in China, you know, people love having fun just as much as they love having fun in the United States. You know, we do yum. One of my favorite pictures that I have in China is people doing the yum chair on the Great Wall. Seriously, we have almost 2,000 restaurant general managers at KSE at the Great Wall doing a yum cheer. It is a spectacular picture.
One quick question, a minute left, the word cascade. You had 1.4 million people. How do you cascade recognition throughout such a large organization?
Well, you have to get your team involved. The only way you can cascade anything is, first of all, you have to get your senior leaders to absolutely buy into it. So you have to take time to get people to understand that this is powerful and it makes a lot of sense. We used a lot of training. You know, we found that shared experience is the best way to get people to buy in. And so we would use training. We'd all go through it together. We'd train ourselves. Then once we trained ourselves on something, we'd go to the next level. We'd train them. Then we go to the next level. You train them. One thing I do know is if you skip a certain level of the organization, it'll always take you a lot longer to really make things happen because you want to make sure that you get everybody aligned. And you think, oh, I'm going to go faster. I'm going to just get my executive team done here, and then I'm going straight to the front line. If you don't get the people in between the front line aligned, you're not gonna have the kind of success you'd like to have.
And there you have it. This is Robert Reese. We are speaking with David Novak. And one thing to remember, CEOs, celebrate the first downs.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.